Shalom to all. Today's office in Yerushalayim, Master Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new Perek, Perek Gimel. And if you also Sadaf, it's all the way at the end of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Maris Merim Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue talking about Kfiyas for Maestros. So the Mishnah tells us, a person is bringing figs through his Chatzer to be cut to them. He wants to make them into dried figs. So they haven't officially yet reached Gemar Malacha. He's not going to be drying them out in his Chatzer. He's going to be bringing them probably to his roof to dry them out. So Banu Bene Beisai, Eichon Upturin, his kids and people of his house, they can eat and they're potter, since there's no kfiyas for maestros. However, valpailim she'imai, what about the workers that are with him? It depends. If they don't have a tviyah of mezainos on him, they could eat. That means he's not chayv to give them food, and therefore they're allowed to eat from the figs, because it's considered like a matana, and a matana is not kvayah for maestro. Avol miyashlam olav mezainos, but if he does have a chayv to feed them, so then harei lo yachlu, they're not allowed to eat from these figs, because then it's like a mekach. He's paying off his chayv to feed them with these figs. That's mekach, and that's kaveh for meiser. The mission continues on to another din. Hamaytzi pailav l'sada, a fellow is bringing his workers out to the field. Bezman she'ein lohem olav mezainos, if he does not have a chiv to feed them, oichonu p'turin, so they're allowed to eat from the food and they're potter from meiser. Again, that's because it's a gift and matana is not kaveh for meiser. Avol miyeshal olav mezainos, but if he does have a chiv to feed them, oichonu achas achas menata'eino, they're only allowed to eat one fig at a time from the tree, like we learned about previously. Even though it's considered mekach, it's not kaveh for meiser. If it's just one at a time, avol loy mena sal, avol loy mena kupa, is loy mena mukta. They're not allowed from the baskets or the boxes. That's because there's already kviyas for maestros over there, and they're not allowed from the mukta either, which is the area where the figs are drying out, and we're going to see why that is. The mission continues moving from figs onto olives. If a fellow hires workers to do work with his olives, Amalev, he tells him, on condition that olives could be eaten, so he could eat one at a time, and then he's potter. However, if he's mitzarif, if he has more than one olive together, so then he'd be chayiv to take off maaser. And based off what we learned previously, this is obviously referring to a case where, according to the Torah, the worker would not be allowed to eat olives, and that would mean that their stipulation that the worker could eat olives is just like mekach, and therefore the only way he's allowed to eat without meiser is if he eats one by one. Onto something else, lanachash bebetzalim, if he hires him to weed with onions, amar loy, and he tells him amanas loy chal yarek, on condition that he could eat from the greens, so makartim ala ala ba'ochel, he could cut off leaf by leaf and eat b'mtziriv chayiv. However, if he's mitzar for them together, so then he's chayiv. And onto chalafon beis on top, we quote the Mishnah ma'aver te'enim v'chulu, and so we ask a question: who atzmai mahu sheyachal? What about he himself, the baal bayis? Is he allowed to eat these figs or no? We had said the banu b'nei beisoi, his children and the people of his house, they're allowed to eat these figs while they're in the chatzar on their way to the mukta, the place where they're getting dried out. But what about the baal bayis? Is he allowed to eat from them? So Rav Amar, who also loichal, Rav says he's not allowed to eat from them. Whereas Ula Rabbi Shmuel says b'shem Rav Blazer, who mutar loichal, he is allowed to eat them. And the Gemara suggests Rav Krav Meir, Rav Blazer Krabbanon. Rav holds like Rav Meir, and Rav Blazer holds like the Rabbanon. Just like Rav Meir had said previously, the mekach is kaveh for meiser, even though the produce had not yet reached Gemar Malacha. Rav Meir as well holds that the chatzar is kaveh for meiser, even though it's not yet a Gemar Malacha. However, now we ask Rav Krav Meir, you want to say the Rav holds a Krav Meir? In Krav Meir, if he holds a Krav Meir, afilu banu b'nei beisa yu asurin. So then even his children, the people of his household, shouldn't be allowed to eat from these figs, aray, because once they were brought into the chatzar, that's kaveh for meiser. El rather, the Gemara suggests Rav Karebi, Rav Blazer Krabbanon. Rav holds like Rebbe, and Rav Blazer holds like the Rabbanon. What does Rebbe hold? The Amr of Simon, b'shem Rebbe Shua ben Levi, and Rebbe Yossi ben Shaul says b'shem Rebbe, ein oichlan al mukta el al makaymai. One's not allowed to eat from figs that are going to be dried out. That's what it means, al mukta. He's not allowed to eat from these figs unless it's al makaymai, they're at the place that they're going to be dried out. So then it's obvious to everyone that they haven't yet reached Gemar Malacha, and that's where they're permitted to be eaten. And that's why in our Mishnah, according to Rebbe, and Rav is holding like Rebbe, that our Baal HaBayis would not be allowed to eat from them, because since they're in the Chatzar and they're not al makaymai, they're not at the place that they're going to be dried out, people are going to think that they already reached Gemar Malacha. The Gemara asks Devar Chachamim, what about the Chachamim? Do they argue with this? And the answer is that yes, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi says b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, oichan al mukta ben al makaymai ben shalai makaymai, one's allowed to eat figs that are going to be dried out, whether they're al makaymai, they're at the place that they're going to be dried out, or even if it's shalai makaymai, they're not yet at the place that they're going to be dried out. However, most Rabbi Yisrael ben Shaul Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael ben Shaul asks, v'tanin, we have a mission that says hacheruven ad shalai kinsan lo'ei shagag, that when we're talking about carib, before he brought them up to his roof, meaning before he brought them to the place where they're going to be dried out, he's allowed to take this carib and put in front of his animal. According to Rebbe, that should be usur. The same way we're saying Rebbe would usur the Baal Bayis eating from these figs before they're brought to the place that they're going to dry out. So Amalei responded to him, Lo tisveni cheruvin. Don't ask me a question from carib. Cheruvin, machal behemahin. Carib, before it's dried out, is only fit for animals. Therefore, everybody knows that these carib are for animals, even though they have not yet reached the place that they're going to be dried out at. And that's why even Rebbe agrees that the carib is allowed to be put in front of the animal. But now we go back to a question that still wasn't answered. Aldati the Rav. According to Rav, ma bein hu, ma bein banov. What's the difference between the man himself and his children? If Rav is holding like Rebbe, and Rebbe says the figs are not to be eaten from Arai if they have not yet reached the place where they're going to be dried out? So what's the difference between the Baal Bais himself and his children? The Mishnah says that his children are allowed to eat, but he's not allowed to. Why would there be a difference? And the answer is, when we're talking about the Baal Bais himself, he's the one that's making the decision when and where they're going to be dried out. Usher, he's not allowed to eat. Because if these figs are in his chutzar currently, people are going to say, he decided not to dry them out, and that's why they're in the chutzar, and he's just keeping them there. And therefore, they've reached Gemara Malacha, and if he's eating from them, Arai, people are going to say, how's that possible? He's eating from them, Arai, and they've already reached Gemara Malacha. However, Banov, when we're dealing with his kids, since it's not up to them whether or not they're going to be drying out the figs, Mutarin. So they're allowed to eat from the figs wherever they are, because even if the figs are in the chutzar and the kids are eating from them, Arai, no one's going to say, hey, they've reached Gemara Malacha. They assume that since the kids are eating from them, that these figs are still going to be dried out, and they haven't reached Gemara Malacha yet. However, the Gemara asks, Nicha Banov, this makes sense when we're talking about his kids. What about Ubnei Beisai, the people of his house? Bein La'olav Mezainais doesn't have a chiyuv to feed them. Who's Bnei Beisai referring to? Well, this is his wife. We know a person has a chiyuv of Mezainais. He has a chiyuv to feed his wife, and therefore, when she's eating from them, that's like Mekach. He's fulfilling his chiyuv of feeding his wife with these figs. And we know that Mekach is Kaveh for Meiser. So why does the Mishnah say that his wife is allowed to eat from these figs? Arai. Once again, it should be considered like Mekach, and there's a kfiyas for Meisers. So the Gemara answers, Chav Bez Amar Alf on top, Kamando Amar, Ein Mezainais Le'isha Dvar Torah. Our Mishnah is according to the Manda Amar that Midai Raisa, a person is not chayv to feed his wife, and it's only chiv derabanan. And therefore, when his wife is eating, since he's only being mekayim his chiv derabanan, it's not considered like a mekach that's going to create a kvias for maestros. And how do we know this? Kadatani, it's like the following braisa. Ein bezin paskin mezonis leisha midamei shvias. Bezin's not officially established that the way a man pays his wife for her mezonis is with money of Shemitah. We know that one's not allowed to do regular business with produce or money of Shemitah, and paying off a chayv, a debt, is like doing regular business. So one's not allowed to pay off a debt with money of Shemitah, but she is allowed to eat food with her husband on Shemitah, even though that produce has Kedusha Shvias, and even though he's technically fulfilling his chiv to feed her while she's eating the Shvias food, still it's not considered like he's paying a chayv de Iraisa, and that's why it's permitted. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.